You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702, car feature.
It's 20 minutes to 3 o'clock. Every Tuesday we talk cars in a slightly different conversation today as we catch up with Kingsley Hallgate. Him and his son Ross and his team are on an expedition at the moment and they're on the road as we speak. They call it Mzansi Edge and they get to do so in the brand new Land Rover Defender. It is on South African soil. There was heartbreak a few years ago when we heard news that it was being discontinued. And, you know, at the time the company announced that they are doing so because of emissions, you know, laws around emissions in Europe. Very popular car. It had been on the road for, 67 years. And then the production came to an end on the 29th of January 2016. And due to, of course, a change in legislation. But now they've reimagined it. And there's a brand new Land Rover Defender. So if you're a Land Rover Defender lover, I'd love to hear from you because there is this etiquette on the road. We have one at home. We call him Kusta. We call this Land Rover Defender Kusta because a Defender in Isikhosa is Mkuseli. So it's a direct translation. So we just say Mkuseli or Kusta. We've even named the car. But there's just something about the adventurous spirit of the Land Rover Defender. And so I think it really is fitting that Kingsley Hallgate and his son get to do this expedition, which they call Mzansi Edge in the new reimagined one. So he'll give us a sense of what the expedition is about and, of course, what it's like to be behind the wheel of one of these cars. They're on the road as we speak to them now. But the expedition starts on the 18th of September. So they're on the side of the road to talk to us. Good afternoon, Kingsley. Lovely to chat to you. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely fine. Thanks, Azania. And so pleased to hear that you've got a Defender called Kusta.
Yeah.
And that you actually, that you love the iconic brand and the sense of adventure and everything that Land Rover stands for.
Yeah. So, you start this expedition on the 18th of September. What exactly will you be up to?
Well, there's huge excitement. You know, we're busy loading and getting everything ready and, you know, of course, you know, the new Defender, of course, that in itself is exciting, but the expedition in a nutshell is, it's called Mzansi Edge. Mm. And, it's to track the entire outline of South Africa. So starting in, on the morning, that's this Friday, the 18th, at Cozy Bay in the beautiful Isimangaliso part of our KZN coast, dipping the Ikula, you know, the traditional calabash that goes on every single journey where one fills it and then empties it at the end of each journey. So that'll be part of the ceremony. We're hoping that the King of the Tembe people will be there. There are a lot of very lovely people and people in conservation and everybody who cares for this beautiful country is going to be there at the launch. So, yeah, we're hugely excited to be setting off from Cozy Bay, going up a little bit of South African coast. You know, Cozy Bay, fortunately, is the most sort of easterly point of our South African coast. So it's a beautiful place to start, like starting in paradise. Isimangaliso, as you know, it means a miracle. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, very exciting. The journey, Azania, will be 70 days, 10,000 kilometers, tracking the entire outline of South Africa. And not to forget, of course, circumnavigating the mountain kingdom of Lesotho, which is part of the South African border.
So you're going to leave the coastline, you're going to leave your route along the coast and then head inland to go around. I like that because that's also, we can count it as, you know, another border, part of a border within, though it's within South Africa.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's been good for us in researching this expedition, just, you know, for all us South Africans, how, yeah, just to be reminded, this incredible world in one country. And of course, this month is tourism month. So there's a lot of excitement about that, let alone the humanitarian side, which we'll talk about later. But yes, so we'll start at Cozy, go a little way up the coast. And then one gets to the border line, should we call it that, the fence line between, KwaZulu-Land and Mozambique. And then we'll track that line. And it's a line that in the old days used to be called the MacMahon line, because when there was a dispute over land at that early colonial time, there was a gentleman by name of MacMahon. And he sorted the line out. He sorted the border out. And it appears that he tended to favor the Portuguese, tended to favor Mozambique. So that line is still often referred to as the MacMahon line. And of course, you know, Toisimbia, MacMahon, that's where it got its name from. So once we filled the calabash, two of the expedition team, both of them are Mount Everest climbers. They will carry the water from Cozy Bay in this traditional calabash, walk up on the sand through the forest and start heading west towards the setting sun, following the Mozambique border to a small lake called Zilonda. There the Land Rovers, from a historic point of view, and given that you like the old defenders, Azania, is the journey will be led with the new defenders, and following behind will be four or five of the older defenders, of course, carrying all the kit. and a bit of sort of iconic history following the line. Of course, that follows the north of Tembe, the beautiful elephant reserve, you know, where the famous tuskers are from, and in Dormo Game Reserve. It's such a journey. Then Border Caves. Now, you know, Border Caves is an archaeological site, early humankind, and they've just uncovered a bit of history there of ancient bedding material, some 200, thousands and thousands of years old. So we'll be visiting there. And then, of course, one follows is in Daba Zobomba, the Lubomba, the ancient Lubomba range of mountains. You get to going around the edge of Swaziland, Somvelo, Barberton, you know, all those historic places. And then, of course, popping around into that corner below Komatipoort, you know, where there's that rather haunting museum, the crash site where Samora Machel, President Samora Machel and his entourage, you know, crashed into the mountain. And that, as you know, is a sort of another corner point of where the countries meet, in that case, namely Mozambique, South Africa, and Swaziland. So, I could be on the line to you for hours, but it's a fascinating journey up to the border with Zimbabwe. Yeah. And, of course, following the entire fence line with the Kruger National Park. That is fascinating.
You pretty much go up around the edge of Limpopo. You come back down along the northwest, and then the Northern Cape, and then come down the west coast of the country.
Yes, your geography is good, because, as you know, you follow the Limpopo, there's the Molopo River, then you get that very sharp piece that sticks out. The top of it is called Unions, and of course that's Kalahari, Transfrontier Park, beautiful area. And then you start following the Orange River, you know, from Rimfas, Marco, Krabis, and then you get into that beautiful wildlife area at the top of that little sort of spearhead that goes up. And then it's into the Richtersveld. And then, of course, you know, Alexander Marsh and all that wonderful Port Nolloth, of course.
Where do you
end?
And
then coming down, you know, we end where we started. Isn't that lovely? Like, it's a proper circumnavigation. And, you know, just because we're talking about our lovely country, is, you know, when you look at the map of South Africa, you tend to think, oh, it's mostly coastline. I mean, before researching this journey in detail, one has that impression. But, you know, if you look at the land border of South Africa, is like, I think, 5,900 kilometers or thereabouts. Let's just call it 6,000 kilometers of land border, including Lesotho. And the entire coast is, in fact, only 2,800, let's say 3,000 kilometers. So it's interesting. There's more land border to South Africa than there is Atlantic and Indian Ocean.
Right. Wow. It's so exciting. And it's going to take 70 days and 1,000 kilometers. And of course, you'll have these stops along the way. But what does it take to pull together an expedition of this scale? I know you've done all similar or even grander in the past, but what does it take to pull together an expedition? Like, what are all the things, the components that make it a success?
Well, you know, it really, like everything, it starts with a vision. And, you know, during this COVID time, and We all know the severe pressure of lockdowns and everything. And we've just felt that as things started to ease, how nice if we could do something that was positive. Positive for humanity, positive for wildlife, positive for South Africa. So, you know, yeah, we've been, well, you know, not that we had a bad lockdown over COVID. We were able to get essential service permits and we were able to go out on a program called Feeding the Wildlife Community and supply nutritional porridge packs to needy communities living all around game reserves and wildlife areas, conservation areas. The motive being that over this difficult time to sort of just show that conservation can also care for communities. It's not just about visiting tourists, about good neighborliness, Amakelwan and all that lovely stuff. So we've been flat out doing this before the launch of this expedition. So yes, you asked what goes into, you know, doing a great journey. Well, it starts with a vision. It starts with a passion for Africa. We recently finished writing a book called Africa, A Love Affair with a Continent that told the story of what it was like over 30 to 40 years to adventure in every single country on the African continent and use these Land Rover adventures to improve and save lives. So it's in our blood. It's in our family blood, Ross and myself and our teams. It's what we live for. We live for the excitement of adventure, but using that energy of adventure to do some good stuff. So yeah, we're hugely excited. I hope that sort of answers your question in a way. How did it start? Starts with a vision and a passion and a love for this continent.
And you'll be doing these stops again on this particular expedition, but of course in other locations that you cut across.
Absolutely. We start with a bang. In other words, leaving from on Friday, as we sort of pull that calabash I talked about and get on our way. Within the first 10 kilometers, we're already in the first area close to a wildlife reserve, working with the local indoors, empowering them to also to be doing something for their people at this time. And we'll be instantly helping several communities there with nutritional food packs, with kids' clothing and stuff with their little crèche. And of course, realizing the current health situation, one of our team, we jokingly call her the Minister of Health. She makes sure everyone gets sanitized, all the recipients there's, and delightful shwe-shwe, you know, the traditional African cloth shwe-shwe. We have thousands of face masks made from shwe-shwe. That's thanks to the Goodbye Malaria team that does such wonderful malaria work. You've heard of them in southern Mozambique. We're part of that program. So in the sort of COVID time, they've been using the people that normally make the clothing and everything to turn these seamstresses into making beautiful face masks. So yes, you know, sanitizing, social distancing, face masks, nutritional food. And of course, you know, at this time, just for the kids, you know, that at least the kids can have a square meal. These aren't big food parcels. You know, we feel that's the job of government and others, but at least at this time, try to help with nutrition. So to date, we've done close to 450,000 meals of this work. And throughout the route, we'll be stopping off with communities, creches, early childhood development centers, working with our partners flat out to just help in the small way that we can as part of the Mzansi expedition in our convoy of Land Rovers.
Yeah, so let's talk about the cars. Let's actually explore the cars. It is a new look. So, you know, the curves are rounder than before. If one can imagine the original Land Rover, the Defender. So the curves are rounder and it also comes with lots of technology. I mean, just over the weekend, we're reading up about the 360 degree camera system. What are the high tech, or creature comforts does this one come with?
Well, of course, you know, we've done all the tests, river crossing and mud tracks, and we really put them through their paces. I don't know, they did a little father and son video. I'm not sure whether you saw that.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
Of, you know, of like reliving the old Defender days and then like from father to son, keeping these adventures alive. So they are quite extraordinary. Yes, definitely sexier than the old ones, but my goodness, you know, firstly, the power, and you haven't had to sacrifice comfort and all this technology for its ability to get the job done. You know, the ability to sort of get its hands dirty and do the tough stuff. But of course, an immense comfort and with immense capability. You can't believe it. And of course, some of the gadgetry is quite wonderful. For example, you know, when you're racing up a sort of blind rise in the bush, and it's a little narrow track, and there's that sort of, you know, that sort of feeling in your stomach, wondering what is over the edge. Are there some cattle in the road? You know, all you're seeing is your bonnet.
Yeah.
And thinking, what is on the other side? But my goodness, in this new Defender, it throws an image back at you onto the screen, and you see what's over the ridge. Mm-hmm. You see that, the road suddenly swings left or right, and you can prepare yourself with. There's a camera that even shows you what's happening underneath the vehicle as you're going.
Oh, wow.
And of course, in Africa with so many challenges, it's sometimes really quite nice to know what's happening behind you, you know. So with a click of the rear view mirror, it gives you a 180-degree view of what's behind you and a long way behind you. So, you know, if you're in an area that maybe was considered unsafe, or there's some challenges from behind, or there's an elephant chasing you, or whatever it might be, you can have this wonderful picture that's happening from the top of the roof of the Defender that gives you an image behind the car.
But can you still do the things that Defenders are known for, you know, to modify it so you can add your gas tank, so you can add your roof rack? You know, I mean, you could literally kit it out to suit your needs when you go out there.
Well, you know, like any brand new vehicle, it's going to be take a bit of time to get all the different gadgetry and everything sorted out. You know, we found our local designers to be fantastic. You know, that's Front Runner and 4x4 Mega World and these people. So they're already designing specific stuff to fit onto this very light aerodynamic roof rack that's part of the Land Rover fitment. So, yes, we've already had this stuff done. And the vehicles look very, very sort of funky and tough and look the part, you know. So, you asked the question, are they going to be as capable as the old Defenders and as rugged?
Mm-hmm.
Most certainly, yes. You're going to be everywhere we could go in those old Defenders, you know, goat tracks, no tracks, mud tracks, mountain passes, deserts, you name it, soft sand. We are going to be able to do these in these new Defenders, which, of course, during our tests that we've been doing, and you saw that video, they were absolutely extraordinary. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us to use these new vehicles, obviously. This is the first sort of tough, severe test, 10,000 kilometers, 70 days, putting these vehicles through their paces. So we're feeling very confident about it.
Fantastic. Fantastic. All the best on your expedition. Kingsley Holgate, his son Ross, and of course their crew are on this Mzansi Edge expedition. Doesn't it just make you want to, you know, pack your tent and your sleeping bag, just pack the car and go off somewhere? And they get to do so in the brand new Land Rover Defender. One person says, just cut to the chase. How much is the damn car? Why don't you just go search it quickly? I don't want to break the news to you. But boy, does it look posh. It looks so posh because the old Defender, you think, oh, it's a little scratch. Yeah, because you're going to get it scratched. But this one, it looks beautiful. It really does. It really does. And the promises that it can still do what the old Defender was able to do. Oh, yeah. So all the best to them on this adventure, the next one for 70 days.